Hey everybody, it's the Loop Mechanics Podcast. Your hosts Bealus and Scormus are here to ramble on for a while about video and tabletop games, or whatever nonsense comes into their twisted little minds. Then, if you are very lucky, they will crawl off back under the rocks from whence they came, only to return again, like clockwork, next week. Seriously, these idiots are more unavoidable than death or taxes, and much less pleasant to endure. Anyway, enjoy the show, if you can.
Hey there, everybody. Welcome back to the show. I'm Scormus.
And I'm Bealus.
So, sir, what's been going on with you recently?
Well, recently finished my vacation and pretty much just had a lot of game time with the family.
Nice. Playing anything in particular?
Mostly Minecraft.
Nothing wrong with that. Personally, I haven't really been, just the same old game-wise. Doing the basics with Animal Crossing. Just kind of killing time until October 7th. When No Man's Sky comes out for the Switch.
Mm.
The pre-orders finally opened up for that.
Mm-hmm.
And so I jumped on board. In fact, I jumped on board without really even thinking about it because I realized later that I was like, wait a minute, wasn't I going to buy a physical copy of this?
Mm-hmm.
Instead, I just bought it through the eStore from Nintendo Direct, which, okay, I guess that's fine. I mean, it's easier for me. Mm-hmm. I don't have to change cards, but yeah, I'm still interested, but you were right. It will not have multiplayer.
Nope.
Now, the thing is, they haven't said it won't be coming in the future, and that people have pointed out that a No Man's Sky originally launched as a single-player game.
Mm-hmm.
And it took them 2 years to get it to where it was actual multiplayer. So,
well, and they've also said a lot of things that, you know, weren't possible at the time have eventually been made possible and brought into the game.
Right. So considering
never say die.
Yeah. But they're working with a device in the Nintendo Switch that's less powerful than a PlayStation 4.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe it'll have to wait until a new version of the Switch, a more powerful version of the Switch, eventually launches. Or maybe they just haven't got the netcode finished and it'll come in time. But it will have all of the current content just in a single-player form when it launches. So that's kind of nifty. I was a little bothered, but not surprised by one thing. They're charging $60 for No Man's Sky in 2022.
Mm-hmm.
It's how much on Steam for the PC?
Depends upon whether you get it on sale or if you get it normal. Because normally it's like $19 or $26, and on sale, I've got mine for like $9.
Right. I paid $20 for it several years ago. Again, mm-hmm. It was on sale, but that was down from $40. So $60 seems rather high, but it is also the standard price for most big games released on the Nintendo Switch, new or old.
And you have to understand that you're buying a game with like 15 major updates to it.
Yep.
You're getting all of that previous content. You're not just getting the base game.
Right. It's had 6 years of development since launch. So, yeah, that original base framework plus 6 years of new awesomeness added on. Okay, it doesn't have multiplayer. But, personally, for my style of play, I'm okay with that. This is going to be...
multiplayer turned off for the most part.
This is going to be a lot like Freelancer to me.
Mm-hmm.
Only you're really having to start further down. It's more survival-based. And okay, I can deal with that.
It's only really survival-based for like the first, I don't know, few hours of the game.
Right.
And then once you get your ship fixed, survival goes out the window. You almost, I mean, unless you land on a planet and you get too far away from your ship and a big storm rolls in, well, then you might have to, you know, struggle. But most people just dig a hole and get out of the storm.
Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, I just looked over at my wife and said, I'm going to pre-order this. She was like, yeah, you've been waiting a long time for that. Of course you are. And so, boom, $60 down. And I'm going to have more to say about this in the main segment, but still, yay! Speaking of the main segment, shall we move on to that? Cool.
Yet another topic about video games. How original.
Okay, so, Bielus.
Yes.
I know you're not really into console gaming right now.
Not really.
But some news came out relatively recently. Would have talked about this last week when it was a little more topical, but pirates needed to be done. So, catching up, Nintendo very infrequently has these, what they call a Nintendo Direct.
Okay.
Where they do a showcase of up-and-coming games, talking about updates to some that are current games and new games or games new to the system that are coming in the future. And that's great. It's very rare, only a couple times a year, when they do a full Direct. Other times they have smaller ones or ones that are indie-focused or something like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, a couple weeks ago, they did a full Direct. And it had a lot of cool information.
I'd say so.
But there's a point about it that I'd like to get to at the end that I'm not so happy about. But let's go over some of this.
Sure.
First of all, and in my opinion, one of the biggest news, the sequel to Breath of the Wild, you know, Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild, finally has some full-ass information. First of all, it's got a title, Tears of the Kingdom.
It also has a launch date.
Yeah, but I the title, though, kind of makes me feel like it's kind of trying to get away from the whole Breath of the Wild 2 and be more of its own thing.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So that's cool in itself. But it's also locked. Well, nothing's ever locked down with Nintendo, but supposedly coming out May 12th, 2023, which is a little later than I expected it to be, but okay, whatever. Still, for a tentpole game, I mean, this is probably the biggest release for the Switch since launch.
Yeah.
I mean, there have been other ones. There have been some Pokemon. I mean, Animal Crossing obviously was big as it went along, but people didn't expect that to happen.
Right.
This is one where they're like, this is going to be massive.
Well, you have to launch with it. I mean, come on, really?
Yeah. So, that's spiffy. And even though I've barely played Breath of the Wild, I have it. It is a fun game. I just haven't really gotten into getting in depth with it. I should. I keep telling myself that, and maybe when we go on vacation, I'll slap that cartridge in and give it a play. Every time I go to do that, though, I keep putting in Dragon Quest instead. So,
well, Dragon Quest is fun.
Dragon Quest is awesome. But that's beside the point. Moving on. Apparently, there's a new Fire Emblem game, Fire Emblem Engage, which will be coming in January. I am not a big Fire Emblem player. It's an action RPG. You would think that'd be right up my alley. Just have never really gotten into that series.
Yeah.
I don't know why. Let's see. There's a co-op platformer, It Takes Two, coming. Now, if I remember right, that's a game that came out previously on Steam or for the other consoles.
Yeah.
And it looked interesting, but it says two things that immediately make me not care. Co-op and platformer.
Well, that just means it's not for you.
Nope. I'm just not into that. Then Fatal Frame, Mask of the Lunar Eclipse, which is a remake of a Wii game. Okay.
Well, I mean, come on. People are going to buy it because they played the old one.
Yeah, well, Fatal Frame is a fairly middle-of-the-road classic Japanese horror series.
Mm-hmm.
You were trying to catch ghosts through photography, if I remember right. And it's like, that's really kind of a unique mechanic. It was kind of spiffy. Could be very suspenseful, but... And reaching back to the old Wii catalog, especially if they're upgrading the graphics, because the Switch can certainly handle that. That's awesome. Great. Xenoblade Chronicles 3. I am a little torn on this, because I've never played Xenoblade Chronicles 1, or 2, or 3. And this is just an addition to their expansion, you know, their battle pass, effectively.
Right.
So they're adding in new characters and heroes, and yeah, okay, sure. I'm sure it's great. I know people love it. Moving on. What do you think of Fist of the North Star?
I'm not excited. I guess would be the best way to put it. I have a case of don't care.
Well, obviously it's based on the anime, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which is a classic, just balls out action fighting post-apocalyptic anime. It's pretty freaking cool. Polygon, in their write-up, just says the fitness boxing game is coming in March 2023. They called it a fitness boxing game. I don't know if they were joking. I will assume they were. It is not a fitness boxing game. There's a small little weeb in my soul that howls in anger seeing that statement. Just saying. That's kind of like saying Vampire Hunter D, the video game, is a Japanese dating sim.
Well, an argument could be made for that.
Yes. Yes. A bad one. Moving on. Tunic, apparently, is a puzzle game that is being ported to the Switch. Well,
it was on Steam.
Now. Yeah, as of you guys hearing this, it should be coming out, like, this week. So, okay. Here's something that's just... Do you remember the old Front Mission games?
Oh, I love them.
Yeah.
I have 2 and 3.
Right. They are classic Nintendo fare.
Mm-hmm.
And it really has been freaking almost criminal that Nintendo has literally done nothing with the Front Mission series since when the last one come out for Super Nintendo, or was it original?
It was in PlayStation. They were on PlayStation 2.
Okay. Well, they have the license now, apparently, and they are remaking all three.
Mm-hmm.
Front Mission remake is coming in November, Front Mission 2 next year, and Front Mission 3 sometime in the future. If they do a great job remaking these, upgrading the graphics and whatnot, that should be a solid win for the Switch.
Well, what I liked about it was not only was it a tactical RPG where you create your party and you fight these missions and you can move your party in a tactical way to beat the boss or whatever objective of the mission was.
Mm-hmm.
But you could, if you destroyed an enemy mech, you could take parts off that mech to upgrade your mech, giving it a different style of legs. So instead of treads, which gave you speed, you got a hover platform that allowed you to go over water. So, I mean, it had a lot of ways that you could kit out your group depending upon what your mission was going to be.
That's super awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's kind of exciting. Then apparently they're moving an old GameCube game, Story of Seasons, or bringing a new version of it. Story of Seasons, A Wonderful Life, is coming of summer of next year. I really don't know anything about that game, so I can't really comment. But mining the old GameCube library, not bad. Not a bad idea. There were a lot of good games there. Let's see. They had some more information on Splatoon 3. It's like, yep. They've got more updates coming. In fact, the Splatfest for Splatoon 3 just happened last weekend as of you guys hearing this. So, sorry, didn't get that information to you. Hopefully you don't use us for your news. But
why would they?
Why would they? I know we are far from topical, but great. Personally, Splatoon is a team-based shooter after a fashion, and that's not my jam, so unless you have something to say on it.
Not really.
Moving on. Finally, something I can dig my teeth into. They're releasing a sequel to Octopath Traveler 2. That's coming in February. The original Octopath Traveler is a Square Enix, old school, like 16-bit style JRPG.
Mm-hmm.
With like an 8-person party of travelers, each of them having their own story line to do, and just loads of content and depth. It got real high marks from fans and from critics alike. It is really great to see an old school JRPG like this in the old style on the Switch. So I'm super thrilled for this. In fact, I haven't picked up Octopath Traveler, mostly because I can't justify it. I haven't finished any of my other JRPGs on the Switch. So why add that one to a list of games I haven't played? Especially since I need to have room on the machine for No Man's Sky. But I'll get there. Anyway, I'll probably buy both. Thoughts?
For Octopath Traveler?
Yeah.
Eh. I have way too many already that I have to beat before I can even think of picking up Octopath Traveler, let alone the second part. But definitely interested.
Yeah. I mean, too many times you end up with JRPGs that, and rightly so, upgraded graphics and gameplay, like what you see with, Breath of the Wild, or Dragon Quest XI, games like that, where they're old school JRPGs, but with new graphics, new mechanics, all that good stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
But there's still a place for old school 16-bit style games. Make those graphics look good on a 1080 screen if you're playing over your TV, and the Switch can handle that shit like a charm. I was just thrilled by that. Honestly, I should have bought that before I bought Dragon Quest, but whatever. I'll get there.
You'll get there eventually.
Hey, a game for my wife. Fae Farm is coming. It's a fairy tale farmstead game with local and online multiplayer that, according to Polygon, looks a lot like Animal Crossing. Just fine, except for Animal Crossing only has cursory farming in it that was added late in the game cycle for Animal Crossing New Horizons. It's not a huge part of Animal Crossing. But okay, I guess it's like Animal Crossing. But it's coming next spring. There is a Final Fantasy rhythm game coming in February. It has a bunch of Final Fantasy music, plus music from Nier, Octopath Traveler, Live Alive, and whatnot. Okay. I guess there was a, how do you pronounce that? Fiat Rhythm?
Something like that.
Game on the 3DS, the handheld Nintendo system previous to the Switch.
Mm-hmm.
So, not my jam. There, I know there's a lot of people that are thrilled with this because, hey, they like rhythm games. Good for you. And, hey, they liked that game, and now it's coming to a new version is coming to the Switch. So, cool. Good for them. Mario and Rabbids, Sparks of Hope. We already knew that was coming out. It's the second Mario and Rabbids game on the Switch. So, kind of a comedy adventure game. And apparently they're going to have a lot of exploration in it. So, that was covered in the Nintendo Direct. Whoa. Let's see. Rune Factory 3 Special is coming next year. So, I have no idea what this is. Especially when there's a Rune Factory 5 that's already out. So, I'm guessing this is a relaunch of an earlier game? Or we're getting some weird-ass numbering?
Possibly.
I have no idea. Obviously, it's not a game I would know anything about. Now, here's something that irritates me. It's not that they're releasing more Nintendo 64 games onto the Switch. That's fine. The first three Mario Party games, Pokemon Stadium and Stadium 2, Pilot Wings 64, 1080 Snowboarding, and Excite Bike 64. The first three are coming this year. So, cool. The rest next year. Yay. And apparently GoldenEye 007, which is possibly the most famous Nintendo 64 game, as far as I can tell. It is coming soon to Nintendo Switch Online. But here's the thing. If you want to play Nintendo 64 games, you have to have Nintendo Switch Online. That's fine. But you also have to pay extra for the expansion pack. And it takes the cost of your normal Nintendo Switch Online and quadruples it just so you can play. And they have a couple other little bonuses, but for the most part, it allows you to play Nintendo 64 games. A limited supply of Nintendo 64 games. But apparently that GoldenEye 007 will have online multiplayer. So, cool. Rip off! Sorry, I had something in my throat.
Was it a tall ship?
You're not going to let that go, are you?
Oh, hell no.
Okay. Anyway,
things that make you go, yar.
Various Day Life is coming. It is an RPG designed by the developers who worked on Octopath Traveler and Bravely Default. In fact, that's already out. It's been out for a couple weeks. Again, I'm not adding another RPG until I finish my others. How can you have any dessert if you won't eat your meat? Moving on. Factorio is coming to the Switch. It is, 6 years old? And it's finally coming to the Switch? When I was on Twitch doing live streaming, I had a friend who played a lot of Factorio on there.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked at that, and I always wondered, why is this game not on the Switch? It looked like a perfect match. You're just setting up production lines and trying to keep your supplies going to the right lines to make sure everything's running, and you just keep growing and building. And it was really a very tactical and interesting game that absolutely should be on the Switch. And it finally is. I'm shocked that it wasn't there shortly after launch. But hey, we're finally here. IB, or IB, 2D exploration game is coming in the spring. It's a remake of a 10-year-old Japanese game that is already out on other platforms. Well, Nintendo's finally, getting it. I'm sorry. Why is it that Switch is so far behind everybody else? It's a 2D exploration game. And that can't be that hard to port over.
Maybe it's just not that popular. And so it had to wait until they got the other games that were more popular added.
Dude, you should see some of the trash. I say that lovingly, but trash on the Nintendo eStore. People throw up just absolute junk on there just to get it in there. And Nintendo's like taking all comers, it seems. Hey, you got a mobile port? Come on, bring it in. Sure, whatever. Just absolute trash in there. You have to sift through thousands of games. If this game, that they're mentioning it in a, it's good enough to mention in a Nintendo Direct, which most games aren't. It seems like the company behind it just didn't bother. I am confused. But yes, maybe they had better things to do or they didn't have the team to do it. I don't know. So, Mario Strikers.
Yeah, it's
their soccer
Mario
game.
Mario Soccer. Yeah. Kind of game.
Hey, there's a free update to it coming this month.
Ooh.
So, okay. Same with Mario Kart 8 Deluxe. Later this year, they're getting new courses. But only if you bought the Booster Course Pass, which is one of the things you get as part of the expansion pack for Nintendo Switch Online. or you can just buy. Personally, I would rather just buy something so that it's not locked to a subscription that I have to pay year after year after year. I can just pay once and be done with it. Much like the expansion for Animal Crossing New Horizons. I could have gotten that as part of taking the expansion pack, but no, I just bought it. Wasn't that expensive? And it's a one-time purchase. I could go on for half an hour about that shit. But I won't. Because Nintendo Switch Sports finally has golf coming. In around Christmas, apparently. Or holiday 2022. Whatever that means. After Thanksgiving, I would assume.
Very likely.
But golf is like one of the most popular games amongst Nintendo games. For their sports games, especially. Golf games have always been huge. Especially from the Wii on. I remember we got together and bought a Wii for Mom and Dad years ago, right?
Mm-hmm.
Keep Dad active. He played bowling and golf. Especially bowling. But he loved that crap. So, great game. This should have been with release of Nintendo Switch Sports, but what do I know? So, Pikmin 4 is coming next year.
And that was a fun game.
Yeah, I suppose. I never was into it.
Franchise.
Yeah, I mean, it looks interesting. It looks kind of cute. You play aliens, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so
it's similar to Lemmings, but I don't think it's as brutal as Lemmings.
Okay.
Lemmings is actually one they really need to bring back.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, that was just a lot of, it didn't have to be, but it could be a lot of violent fun.
Sure. And it was goofy fun.
Mm-hmm.
There was a lot of tactical to it, and puzzle mechanics to it, trying to lay out, okay, I need to put this down here and whatnot. And yet it was...
Except when your sweet wife is giggling maniacally as she detonates one lemming, and she goes... And just wipes all of them out. In just this gory little splatter fest.
Yes, but that says more about your wife than it does about the game.
And why I love her.
Anyway, Just Dance has a 2023 edition coming.
Well?
Oh, no, the next entry is coming on November 22nd. So, woo.
Good for them.
Well, you know, people like dancing.
I know.
Games, and cool. And it's got BTS music in it. At least while they hold that music license. That's the problem with music, rhythm games, dancing games, anything that has actual licensed music in it.
Mm-hmm.
The minute they lose those licenses a few years down the road, there'll be an update, those songs get stripped out, and you're screwed. You're now stuck with a dance game that's missing a whole bunch of the music you bought it for. So, doubly why I would have no interest. That's why I never got into the Guitar Hero games, personally.
Well, that and the fact that you weren't very good at them.
Harvestella is a farming sim, apparently with intermittent combat against monsters, is coming in November. There is a demo available. So, nope. But it does make me want to go buy the Monster Hunter games. I've got a farming game. I've got Stardew Valley. If I want to fight monsters, I'll go get Monster Hunters. Just saying.
Well, you can fight monsters in Stardew Valley.
True! It's not quite the same, but okay.
No.
They're not giant monsters. It's not as far as I ever saw. They're mostly just annoying-ass bats. So, Bayonetta 3 is coming.
I'm so excited.
Well, I love watching the videos on it. It's the sort of game I like watching people play. Because it looks like all kinds of cool, action-y, fighting fun. And I would absolutely suck at it. So, I'll just watch people play it rather than actually spend money. That would be wasted money on that game. Just say. Something called Raincode is coming next spring. So, cool. Investigate in the city of Perpetual Rain. Seattle? I'm sorry, I thought that was a good joke.
Most people would think of, like, London.
Nah, that's more known for fog, isn't it?
Hmm.
But speaking of villages, Resident Evil Village is coming to the Switch, which honestly kind of surprises me. Because the graphics on that are fairly high up. Yeah, that's like the newest Resident Evil game. That was put out for like PlayStation 4 and Xbox One and PC. I'm pretty sure that's going to stretch the limits of the Switch, graphics-wise. So, now it says it'll be available via the cloud. So, are you going to be playing it on online servers?
Probably.
Maybe that's how they get around it. Might be some lag issues there, I'm not sure. But anyway, again, it's Resident Evil. Thanks, no. There's a roguelike kung fu game, Sifu, that's coming to the Switch in November.
Seafood?
Crisis Core Final Fantasy VII Reunion.
This Final Fantasy VII stuff is just getting out of hand. I understand the remake of Final Fantasy VII, but all of these little offshoots for it, it's just too much in my opinion.
They are milking that to the nth degree. Square Enix knows a cash cow when they see one. And, I mean, that's why they broke up the remake of Final Fantasy VII into chapters. You get a little portion here, then you have to pay full price for the next chapter, and full price for the next chapter, and it's like, really?
So
plus offshoots, and... Ah,
I was just gonna say, so they're what they should be known for. The tagline, I guess, should be is "grab them by the teats."
Okay.
Milking, you know, cows.
Yes. They are definitely overdoing it.
Yes.
But they can because they're Square Enix, and. It's not like you can go elsewhere for this sort of content.
Well, you can. It's not going to be the same quality. Right. It's going to be better in some cases.
Then there's a classic shooter, Radiant Silvergun, is coming. In fact, it's already out, according to this article. Like I said, we are catching the hell up. I like me some shooters. But my reflexes are so bad. No, I don't think I'll be buying one. Thanks anyway. Now, more my speed. Endless Dungeon is coming next year. I do like me a good dungeon crawl. Tales of Symphonia Remastered is coming. I don't know anything about Tales of Symphonia, so yay. Remastered game, cool, whatever. Oh, look, it's a Life is Strange collection where you get a bundle of Life is Strange Remastered and Life is Strange Before the Storm in one bundle out this week.
Hey,
Life is Strange is a strange game, strange series. So, no, not me, not
oh,
for me.
Oh, God. I just saw one of them, and it's just like, really? You had to jump on the bandwagon, too? Fucking Disney.
Oh.
Go ahead. Continue on.
Romancing Saga. Minstrel Song Remastered. From way that it's Saga. Yeah, that looks like another JRPG.
It is.
So...
Never got around to playing it.
Yeah. I mean, it's something I'll keep an eye out for. but I still have way too many others to look at. So, moving on. Lego Brick Tales. Yeah. Do we really need another Lego game? Really? There's just... Hell, everywhere I turn, there's another Lego Star Wars game, or Lego this game, or Lego that game. Can we just stop? When is it too many?
When people stop buying them.
Sure.
And apparently they haven't found that yet.
Apparently not. Now, if I'm right, the next game is the one that caught your attention. And
oh, yeah.
Please.
It's Disney Speedstorm. Come on, really? I mean, Mario made a racing game. And then Nickelodeon made a race game. And then what was some of the other ones? I mean, it's just like all of these. SpongeBob made a race game.
Yeah.
They're all trying to cash in on the Mario Kart fame. And now Disney's doing it with their Pixar characters and Disney characters.
And it will really? Probably sell like gangbusters.
Oh, I know, but, oh, God. I won't buy it.
No, it's,
No, thank you.
Not really my thing. I mean, why would I? I have the best. I have Mario Kart 8 Deluxe.
Mm-hmm.
Why would I need any other racing game? And I have a, Breakout.
Burnout?
A Burnout. I've got Burnout Paradise, which is, okay, it's a pretty good open world Burnout game.
Well, it's more than just a race game, because there's several different modes that you can play that change the experience. You know, you've got your crash one. You've got the race one where you try to cause as much damage as you can before your vehicle just quits on you.
Right. So, it's fun. So
it's a party game.
Yeah, it's more of a party game. And that's great. Speaking of party games, Fall Guys. Their season 2 has begun.
Yeah.
Fall Guys might as well be great. You're playing with trolls. You like frustration. Frustration, mm-hmm. guys. Yeah. So, thanks, no. Then, to end their direct, they talked about Kirby Return to Dream Land Deluxe. So,
yay, a Kirby game.
Yeah. And there's nothing wrong with that. Kirby games be fun.
I'm not complaining. I'm just saying, yay, it's a Kirby game.
Yeah. Woo.
I'd say the same thing for a Mega Man game.
Yeah. Not my thing.
But fun.
Yeah. It has its place, especially on a Nintendo system. Kirby is always welcome. He's kind of one of the iconic characters. A secondary character to the Mario and Link characters, but still right up there. Like you said, with kind of your Bomberman and your Metroid and whatnot type characters.
Right.
But the main thing about this Switch, Direct, that we've gone through all this information off the Polygon article about it. The one thing that bugs me the most, what isn't listed here? And that was, again, no word about No Man's Sky. It's a big game coming to their platform in less than a month, in just a couple weeks, really.
Mm-hmm.
And they have done zero push for this game. They're pushing all kinds of third-party games and nothing for No Man's Sky. How do they expect people to be interested in it if they're not going to advertise it at all? It's just mind-boggling.
Well, I can tell you that the No Man's Sky community has been talking about it. So it is getting advertising through different sources, but it is.
Well, sure, that's great. But when it originally launched, that had Sony made a huge deal about that. And obviously, brand new game, and everyone was super excited about the trailers and whatnot. And yeah, we all know how the launch went. But when it came to Steam, Steam made a big point of hyping it up and talking about it and whatnot. And it got mentioned that, hey, it's finally coming to the Switch. And virtually nothing. No word about it. Virtually nothing at all from Nintendo since. The only way I found out that the pre-orders were open for the game is that I was sitting there in the eStore flipping through the coming soon games until I found it. Finally, it wasn't even listed until about less than a month ago as coming soon. About a month prior to it launching, it finally gets listed as coming soon. And then the pre-orders were there. I was like, okay, I'll pre-order that. They didn't make any hype about it whatsoever.
Well, they've been in business for a long time. I'm hoping they know what they're doing.
Yeah, I hope so too. Maybe they're afraid that with it launching as single player, that will be disappointing. So they're like, kind of want to distance themselves from it. But if that's the case, wait to launch it until multiplayer is available. Otherwise, why aren't you treating it as another major release on the platform? I mean, we've talked about a bunch of games on here that are being released. Mm-hmm. Third-party games, right? There's a bunch of them that we've talked about today that were in this Direct. That literally, Factorio, for example, it's as old or older than No Man's Sky.
Mm-hmm.
It got a mention on the Direct. And they can't, and it's not coming out until, well, it's coming out in October. 3 weeks later than No Man's Sky, and make it make sense.
No.
Fine then.
Are we done with this shit yet?
Okay, so that's probably enough droning on for this week. You have anything you'd like to talk about before we finish, sir?
Well, I started over on Pillars of Eternity, which is a kind of an indie developed JRPG. It's a lot of fun. It was one of those where first time I started playing it, I'd gotten heavily into it, and then, life, of course, came up and kicked me in the face, and, kind of got away from it, and yeah. Now I have no idea where I'm at in the game, so I had to start over.
Yeah, I do that almost every time I go back to a game after a break, but, yeah, I think I have that game, but it's on Steam, right?
Yeah.
It sounds familiar. I may have picked it up on one of the Steam sales, but I haven't actually played it. So, maybe I'll check that out. JRPGs are always, that's my jam,
Mm-hmm.
Now, there is one thing that's bugging me that I'd like to briefly talk about before we go.
Sure.
You've heard a little company called Blizzard, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they're moderately successful company. They run an MMORPG.
Financially successful? Morally, I wouldn't think so.
Yeah, I was going to get there. Obviously they have World of Warcraft. And my favorite expansion for World of Warcraft was Wrath of the Lich King. there were good things about other expansions. I really liked Burning Crusade. I really liked Legion. But Wrath of the Lich King was really where I got most in-depth into that game. I've been playing since vanilla, but that was the expansion that I just was all over it. That's when we were raiding the most. That was just awesome, right? Mm-hmm. Well, if plans go out, I mean, we're recording this, you know, on the 18th. So I don't know if they actually launched like they were supposed to, but Wrath of the Lich King Classic was supposed to launch today, the 26th. Its pre-patch has been running on the Classic servers for the last few weeks. And that was the Scourge Invasion, which is possibly the best pre-patch event that ever happened in World of Warcraft. That transition from Burning Crusade into Wrath of the Lich King was one of the most exciting and awesome times in that game. I'd love to say that that's probably where I most fell in love with the World of Warcraft. I really enjoyed the game prior, but that it got its hooks in me hard at that point. That's when I was just everything. I stopped playing any other game. It was just wow. Throughout that expansion, I loved it. And I would love to be playing WoW Classic right fucking now. Well, actually, the last few weeks. Because I want to be in that event. It's not like this comes along every day. It's not like this is content you can run. It was a one-time event in the transition to that expansion.
Mm-hmm.
And if I didn't have a freaking moral code, I would be playing that right now. I would be playing for several hours every day because of how awesome that event was and how much I loved Wrath of the Lich King. But I can't bring myself to do it because Blizzard sucks so hard.
Mm-hmm.
And it really, honestly, it breaks my heart to think that the company, not just the game, but the company that I and millions of others absolutely adored and respected as the company that always released a solid product. They wouldn't release something until it was ready. Remember?
Mm-hmm.
That was Blizzard. You could trust Blizzard. That company has become what it is now. An absolute shell of itself with no moral compass that only cares about the bottom line and doesn't care about quality, doesn't care about the players, doesn't care about anything but making that dollar, providing revenue for their shareholders.
Yep.
I know it shouldn't bug me as much as it does, but it does.
Well, I might go back to playing Blizzard products if Kotick's gone, but not until then, at least.
Well, if the Microsoft buyout of Activision Blizzard goes through and there is massive restructuring in the company, and I don't care if it's golden parachutes, if they get rid of Bobby Kotick and a fuck ton of other guys that have been part of the complete destruction of what Blizzard was, then yeah, I would love that. I just don't see it happening. Because Bobby Kotick, he makes money. Even as evil as he is, he makes money. That's why he's stuck along.
I still say they pitch him out of a plane with an actual golden parachute.
Somehow he'd land safely. He always does. That man.
Then do it over a minefield.
Anyway. What?
That would be hysterical. He survives the landing and then starts walking his way out. Boom! Pop goes the weasel.
Our opinion only.
Well, yeah. I just don't like the man.
Not to be implied as an actual threat. Just saying. For those who may be listening. There's not many of you, but just saying.
Point is, I said I'd like to see it, not actually do it.
Right. But, you know, people are silly anymore, and they take offense.
No, they're litigious twats.
That too. I think it speaks something to how much I cared about the game as to how much this bothers me. I didn't expect it to bother me as much as it does.
No, we had a lot of fun.
I am almost offended by how their actions are preventing me from enjoying this event. And it's stupid. That should not bother me. But it's over with now, as you guys are hearing this. If it launched on time, the event is over. And that was the one chance to enjoy that content. Probably the last chance anybody will ever have.
No, because they did it once with the original launch. Then they did it again with the classic launch. Right?
When are they going to do a classic launch?
Oh, very likely, because they're burning through the classic. I mean, they're already talking about Cataclysm Classic.
Right, but there would be the pre-patch for Cataclysm, not the pre-patch for Wrath of the Lich King at that point.
But they're burning through the expansions at a rapid pace. And they're going to get to Modern, and people are going to go, what's the fucking point? You've gone through the area that we really, really liked, and now we're back to all of this crap that you added into it, and there's no point in Classic anymore.
Well, then that just proves the old president of Blizzard, right, that you think you want it, you think you know what you want, but we know what you really want, and that it's not Classic. That guy doesn't have a job anymore, does he?
Well, he made enough money from the company with his golden parachute. He doesn't need to work anymore.
Right. And Bobby Kotick used him as a complete and utter...
Scapegoat?
Scapegoat, yeah. To get, you know, I didn't know anything about this, shoving that guy out the door. When, in fact, he totally did. But nobody cares about that now because, hey, that guy got thrown out the door. It's his fault. And we fired a few other people. But most of the people that were the problem are still there. And the problems are still endemic in the company. But hey, you know, play this. Try this out. It won't work, but we'll fix it eventually. Or not. I'm not bitter.
At least not very bitter.
No, no. Anyway, so any other thoughts before we go?
No, not really.
You don't miss WoW?
Not in the slightest.
I really, really hope Microsoft fixes all this. I don't think they will. But if in a few years they did get rid of all those guys and bring in some new blood and fix the culture and bring Blizzard back to what it was, you know, at least reputation wise, I don't see it, but damn, I hope it happens. Anyway, until next time, I'm Scormus.
And I'm Bayless.
Generic catchphrase ending. Fuck J. Allen Brack, by the way.
Well, look at that. You made it through an entire episode. Good for you. Now, here's your prize. Ads. Please drop by whatever service you heard this abomination of a podcast on, and give the show a great review. You can also come by our website scormy.com, check out our blogs, podcasts, and other content, and leave some comments. Finally, join our Discord server. You can listen to us record Loop Mechanics live and chat with other fans. You'll find the link on the website. Until next time, I'm the digital voiceover guy, telling you to kindly fuck off.